Welcome into Scoops with Danny Mac and Mondays with Mo. It's actually Tuesdays with Mo, but Monday, John Mozeliak had a commitment, so we switched it to today, and John, kind enough with his time here momentarily. A lot of topics to get into from Matt Adams, Adam Wainwright, Memphis, what they're doing, injury updates on Yadi and Jerko, innings concerns potentially with the starting rotation. So a lot to get into. This is presented by Schnucks. You need groceries, think local, think Schnucks, and also the Matt Carpenter salsa is coming out. And also, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. And Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years, 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hotshots no matter where you are. So swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games, all the time. Get more info. Find a Hotshots near you at hotshotsnet.com. And for the Cardinal game tonight, there's Cardinal specials, food and drink specials, every Cardinals game. Think Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This should give you an idea of just how good a guy John Mozeliak is to me and to many in the media. He made sure to reach out to me on Sunday and said, Dan, I got a commitment, but I'm willing to do it on Tuesday. So instead of Mondays with Mo, we've got Tuesdays with Mo, and he's carved out a few minutes with us. And Mo, I always appreciate you doing this. Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. Happy to do it.
Matt Adams last night, how much satisfaction do you take in the fact that you brought him back to St. Louis and he's having success and maybe has one of the signature moments of what could be a championship year? That was fun last night.
No, obviously a season always has those defining moments, and you know, clearly when you look at how he's played with us, I think he was looking for sort of that breakout moment here in St. Louis. He certainly had some big games on the road, but doing it in front of the St. Louis crowd and the importance of the timing in the game, it just was something that I think we'll all remember, those who got to watch it. But, you know, more importantly, when you're, you know, mid-September and you're playing every game that counts, any way you can come away with a win is vitally important. So, you know, it was certainly an exciting time here and couldn't be happier for him because he really seems to be embracing his time back here in St. Louis, and that's great to see.
We saw the return of Adam Wainwright last night to the starting rotation. Not many believed that that could happen. And even Adam said to us that he doubted at one point that maybe it would happen, but it did. So your general impressions now, just the morning after of seeing Adam Wainwright, what you saw last night?
Well, I think a couple things come to mind. One is, you know, just getting to see him out there and to see the appreciation of our fan base for really what he's meant to this organization, I think was really sort of a cool moment. But more importantly, he competed. You know, you look at his peripherals and they were okay. Certainly he got hit a little bit, but I don't think that's something we haven't seen before with other pitchers. So I really feel like yesterday was a positive step, and you know, I know some people are going to hear this and say that that's not true and they're going to disagree with me, but that's okay. I feel like based on how he pitched, it wouldn't surprise me if he gets another start.
I was curious, Mo, to ask you about that, if it's another start. But I noticed in the first inning, you know, he's around 91, 92, and then it progressively got maybe a tick or two lower as he went. And I was saying on the air last night, hey, he's shown he can still get people out, and if they give him a start, great. But certainly he's shown that if you need him for an inning or two, that's a viable option. So I guess at this point, everything's on the table when you consider the next move with Adam Wainwright.
No, I think that's right. But, you know, when you look at someone with his competitiveness, his pedigree, his big game ability, you know, last night he could have caved. I mean, it could have got worse, but he kept us in it. And, you know, fortunately for us, we put up some runs and we ended up being back in that game. And you know, at the end we won it. But, you know, anytime you got someone that's giving you a start, that's what you want to see. And you know, I think it was his first time back in the big leagues in almost 4 months. So, you know, I think you got to allow some learning curve there in terms of just getting back up to major league speed. But I think he adjusted pretty well. And overall, I was excited to see that.
I thought overlooked in the game until the final play was Paul DeJong's defense. In general, Mo, it just seems like he's become a much better defensive player. Not that he was poor, but he's just getting better and better as we go along here in his second major league season.
Well, I think the one thing you always got to remind yourself is he was coming up as a third baseman. So, you know, he moved over to short, was learning it on the job, and I think, you know, clearly now you're starting to see the benefits of him getting comfortable and more confident at that position. I mean, that play last night was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people watching that game thought it was just a base hit, let alone he got to it, and then let alone he actually threw him out. So it was just a great play all the way around, and obviously one that just sealed the game for us.
A lot of times we like to look back at the week that was with John Mozeliak. This past week, Bud Norris goes to maybe the seventh, the eighth inning, whatever the case may be for Mike Shield, and Carlos Martinez is the closer. Just your thoughts in general on Carlos going to a role that he has a chance to compete every day in the back end of a game.
Well, one of the things we've always tried to do, and it doesn't mean we always accomplish it, but we've always tried to have multiple arms that can be used late in the game. And the reason is there's a lot of ups and downs, there's some volatility in performance, and wanted to just create the ability to if someone's starting to tire or to leak a little bit, we have a different option. And you know, we want to be careful that we don't overuse somebody like Mr. Hicks, Young, he and Hudson. We just want to make sure we keep sort of a gauge on their usage. But obviously having someone like Carlos now that can you know, stand in that role in the ninth is huge. And I think it doesn't mean you won't see Norris back there, but you know, the way things are going right now, I think you're right. It's probably going to be somewhere in the sixth, seventh, or eighth inning when needed, and see if he can get himself back on track.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today.
Looking ahead, and I know we don't like to get too far ahead of ourselves, but fans ask me, so I'll ask you, could you see potentially that Carlos after this year becomes a bullpen guy? And I know there's contract and restrictions maybe on different things that he wants to do and you want to do, but is this a role that maybe suits him better than being a starter?
You know, I don't think so. As I stand here today, I think next year he'll come to camp as a starter and hopefully he'll be one of those dominant starters that we think he's capable of being or have seen him do. So this is more of one that we thought if we wanted to get the most out of Carlos this year, it was better to put him in the bullpen and not put him on a 25 or 30 day rehab where maybe he would have survived it, maybe he wouldn't.
Sure. Innings concerns at all? You mentioned Hicks and you mentioned Hudson. What about with your starting rotation, Mo? It's been amazing with rookies doing what they're doing. Are you concerned at all about the innings piling up? And then, you know, thinking ahead to postseason and what may lie ahead. Just your general thoughts on that.
No, I mean, overall, I feel pretty confident where we are with the innings count. I think the one thing that's a little scary for us is just a little bit of the unknown on trying to understand Hicks and Hudson, just because of the up, down, in, off, you know, trying to just manage that is probably the trickiest part of this. I do think the starters are in a pretty good routine right now. And you know, if we can buy a start or skip a start from time to time, I think they'll be fine.
How about Yadi and Jed Jerko? Any injury update news with those two?
I don't think there's anything that's newsworthy at this point. I mean, they're both hopefully getting close. I think Jerko is closer than Yadi, but, you know, never bet against Yadi. The moment you don't think you're going to see him, he'll probably be back in there.
Isn't that the truth? Memphis and Peoria advancing in postseason play, and I'm sure that puts a smile on your face for a guy that spent a lot of time with minor league players, minor league coaches, and managers. To see them have postseason play, it's fun to watch.
It certainly is. And obviously, starting with Peoria, you know, they got a pretty good club. They've got some depth on their offensive side of things. And you know, I think from a pitching standpoint, they find ways to get the outs. And so that's exciting to see. And Memphis, a little bit of a head-scratcher, right? Because majority of their team's up here now, and they're still finding ways to win. So very impressive. I think Stubby and his crew have done an amazing job keeping everybody focused. And, you know, certainly that walk-off the other night was pretty damn exciting.
Absolutely. Final question for you, Mo. 9/11 is here. What was your role in baseball at that time, and what do you remember about that day for you personally?
I think I was director of baseball operations at the time, and I was in Milwaukee with the Major League Club. And I remember waking up, and Mark O'Neill, who was our assistant trainer at the time, he and I went over to the gym to work out, and we got there, and then obviously all the TVs and that type of thing were blowing up, and then my phone started to ring, and it was my wife and asking me if I'd seen what happened, and you know, then all of a sudden the magnitude of what was going on kind of hit us, and then so we went back to the hotel, and then I touched base with Walt. Obviously, he was in communication with Major League Baseball, but as you may remember, that day just became one of a lot of reflection and really, you know, unknown. And certainly by midday, you know, it was very clear there wasn't going to be any baseball. There wasn't going to be any normalcy for a few days. And then ultimately, we bussed back from Milwaukee to St. Louis, and that's a story unto itself.
Yeah, I was with the team as well, and it seemed like baseball, and I thought the Piazza home run back at Shea, and obviously the great World Series of that year, it just seemed to kind of help heal to a small degree the country. But baseball played an important role.
Well, it certainly did, and but more to the point, it that day changed the world, and you know, it changed a lot of what we see in our day-to-day life. And so I think everybody knows exactly where they were and understands the impact of what that day meant.
Mo, we appreciate it. We'll see you at the ballpark tonight. A lot of fun last night, and this has been a fun stretch run.
All right, Dan. Have fun today.
You bet. Thanks, Mo.